Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Friday, December 24th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. A Christmas Day broadcast will share the gospel with millions in India. A team of believers continues their efforts in spite of the rumble of war in Africa, and mission agencies share Christmas greetings. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, in spite of anti-conversion laws and increased persecution of Christians throughout India, there are plans underway to make sure that the gospel gets out. Evangelist Sammy Tippett says they're piggybacking this effort on the current programs he's airing throughout the country in the Tamil language.
Tamil can be understood in not only the state of Tamil Nadu, but places like Sri Lanka and actually all through India. We're talking upwards of 10 million people who will be hearing the gospel, most of them, for the very first time.
Tippett says the partnership with a Christian group called Good News Television has yielded plans for a 24-hour broadcast of the gospel message on Christmas Day.
Of course, hearing the story of Christmas and why Christmas is very important to the Indian, because the context of who Christ is and why he came is very, very important for people in a culture that is not Christian to understand.
Next, since 1998, war, famine, and disease have claimed the lives of almost 4 million people in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Sam Vinton with Grace Ministries International says that's left many unwilling to forgive.
We feel that the church has to at least voice itself and express itself as to what we feel is a good thing for the community. But we have the Word of God, and we feel that the focus of the teaching, in the sense of the image of God that we have been created in, to try and bring in the idea of forgiveness and restoration.
Vinton says the gospel desperately needs to be shared.
But that is not really what the natural person will do. That is not what the tribes do. That's not what the clans do. They will hold that on from generation to generation, and we can see that even in the Middle East and other places of the world where these things have been going on year after year and generation after generation.
Grace Ministries has begun a reconciliation ministry working with believers to start the healing process by being the first to forgive. You're listening to Mission Network News. Next, Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says they're trying to persuade people to think about what it means to celebrate Christmas.
We'd like to encourage people to think about the people who have never heard because they can't read. They have nothing to celebrate. So you and I, who know about Jesus Christ and know about his birth, need to really take this time to pray for those people who have yet to hear that a Savior was born.
Bible Mission International's Mark Remchesel says their mission for the Commonwealth of Independent States at Christmas becomes even more important. He says it's a strategic time for vision.
If you think about God's people in the former Soviet Union this Christmas time, would you just pray with us and pray for them as they celebrate Christmas on January the 7th, that they would have a great impact on their communities.
And finally, Christmas is a great time to reflect on God's goodness to us. Founder and president of Global Advance, Dr. David Shibley, reflects on that this holiday.
What a privilege to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and to pray the blessing of the Lord on you and your family in the coming year. What a thrill it is to follow Jesus Christ in these days when the church is advancing with such strength around the world. The kingdoms of this world, the Bible promises us, will become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. Merry Christmas.
Global Advance provided pastoral training to more than 29,000 leaders in 45 conferences in 31 countries this year. In 2005, they hope to increase that number. Pray that many of these trained leaders and pastors will catch the vision for evangelism and plant many churches in areas where there's no Christian witness. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get more information on these and other stories by going to our website, MissionNetworkNews.org. That's MissionNetworkNews.org. On behalf of the MNN staff, Ruth Bliss, Becky Carlson, Dave Kallross, Joel Hill, and Faith McGuire, I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. May the Christ of Christmas bless you and keep you this Christmas. I'm Greg Yoder.